This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
There are 18,000 children in out-of-home care in New South Wales. Of these, 12,000 have been removed by a court order because it's not possible for them to stay at home. This means that due to drug or alcohol abuse, neglect, repeated domestic violence, or some other factor, their biological parent is unable to provide a safe home. Of those 12,000 children, only 78 were adopted in New South Wales last year. But that looks set to change. Prue Goward, the Minister for Family and Community Services, is on the line. Minister, why do you want to see adoption prioritised over foster care?
Because despite all the best efforts of our wonderful foster carers and, you know, sometimes into care very traumatised by the lives they've led and also traumatised, of course, by their removal, we don't have great results from foster care. I've met children, I heard a little boy yesterday who had 39 placements. I mean, this isn't just like changing school, and as you all know from your own children, there are children who don't like changing school. These children change families. They have to make new friends, get used to new rules in a house, new relatives, new neighbours, new schools, and every household culture is different. And then when things go wrong, because community services as a government agency didn't supervise them or support them very well, we often didn't find out that there was a crisis until a child got out the window. So I've met children, as I say, with 20, 30 placements, and of course they're very distressed by it, and often, I'm afraid, even more disturbed because they spend a whole childhood not knowing how to trust and not being able to attach to adults.
What kind of life outcomes do children have who have experienced multiple foster homes generally, and particularly when compared to those who are adopted?
Oh, well, look, we see lots of children in foster care who thrive. But unfortunately, they are much more likely to end up in a juvenile justice facility. They're much more likely to be homeless. They're much less likely to have finished year 12. They're much more likely to be illiterate. And 30% of girls leaving foster care are pregnant by the time they're 19. 30%, Katrina.
That's
amazing. When you think of how low the teenage pregnancy rate is in Australia, it's, you know, way under 3%. This is extraordinary, and I think that's telling you again that their lives have not been happy, whereas children who are adopted, by and large, have outcomes and results and lives just like everybody else, and that's what we want for our children.
Part of your plan is to reduce the amount of time that birth parents have to reclaim children who have been taken out of their care. Why is that a necessary step?
Well, for children under two, we're saying that we think by the time it gets to the stage where we're seriously thinking about removal, and that can often begin at birth when it's clear from the birth that the mother is not attentive or has a heroin addiction or an alcohol addiction that stops her being able to care for the baby. But if after 6 months of intensive support from us, the baby can't be cared for, then at that point, if they're under two, we would remove. Instead of putting them into foster care, remember the court by this time is looking at long-term orders and removing the child anyway until the child's 18. Instead of looking at foster care as the first priority, we would be looking at kinship care. Are there relatives who could take the child into their home and make it part of their family? And if not relatives, is there a guardian? And if not a guardian, is there somebody who would adopt? And only if all those avenues have been exhausted do I want us to look at foster care. Not because foster carers aren't great, but because the interests of the child say that what a child needs is one family and one home for life. It's a compelling case, Katrina, and when you meet these young people, I think it must be the first time child protection reforms were actually driven by talking to the products of the child protection system. And it's they who said that they thought that what they really wanted was a mum and a dad, that if they had to be removed from their parents, and many of them strongly supported that because they could remember how terrible life was at home, so many of them said, I wanted to be in a home where there was nobody going to knock on the door and say, you have to go. This placement's broken down. I mean, I had two little girls who'd been with the same foster carers for several years, and it was apparently a very stable placement, and then the foster carers decided to move to Sydney and couldn't afford to buy a house big enough to house the two foster children, so they just gave them back. And that's a child's family just taken away, no fault of their own. But what does that do to a child's confidence in their ability to be loved and cared for when you get traded in, you know, like a dog, a puppy, you know, there's no room for the dog, so we pass the dog back. No room for these poor little children, so pass them back. Well, adoption and guardianship means that doesn't happen, and that's what's so important for kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I really appreciate your passion for child welfare. When will these changes be coming into effect?
Well, the legislation went into the Parliament last December, and they will be up for debate very shortly. I'm hopeful it will be underway by the 1st of July.
Okay, well, all the best with that. Thanks for sharing a little bit of your concern this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, that's the Minister for Family and Community Services, Prue Gower.